Ho, 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 and welcome to a very Merry Christmas here on Pitchside, where we are doing the biggest quiz of the year, and let's bring in the lads, Theodore!
The lights, man.
Welcome, and take your seat.
You've got the
Welcome to the Big Ball Quiz of the Year.
The what?
Oh, that's sexual harassment.
That's sexual harassment.
Well, round of applause for Theo. No, Theo, take a seat and put your mask on. What the fuck's going on? Now, introducing our second contestant. He's big, he's muscly, he's got hairy legs. Reeve!
What am I doing here?
You're in the middle there, son. Can you
read that?
One?
Yeah, that's out of order. Apologies for people with epilepsy watching this.
Wait, can I just say, by the way, this is so cool. That is not cool. That is just not cool.
It's cool. I can't fucking see.
Oh, mate, I look pretty jacked on camera.
Yes, you do. And do you know who else is a jacked? Our third contestant, Tom Garrett. He's a Christmas carrot.
Oh, no, he's not.
This is
mental. This is mental.
I'll take a seat, boys.
I'm dressed as a nurse.
I feel like I'm... Yeah, you've done a good job, mate. I feel like I'm in a game show. Can we put these on?
Yeah, get yourself cozy, man.
Stop fingering me.
If you're wondering what's happening here and you're listening to this,
I look
this
like, who do I look like? Anne Robinson.
Stupidest thing I've ever done.
This is the big bold
quiz of
the year.
You're the weakest link. Goodbye.
12 rounds of questions, all different, all football based, some about the year, some about pitch side. Theo's dressed as a snowman.
What's the point?
You've got a buzzer noise, huh? You have to set it, man. So you've got custom buzzer noises, so make them now. There's a little button on the side.
My fingers custom are too fast.
Oh, you record it?
Yes.
Yeah, Lewis.
So do this, watch.
I don't agree with the name.
Fantastic.
Okay, I'm gonna go.
So get your buzzer noises.
Don't badge yourself.
A Wookiee is not a bear. Over.
Okay, boys, welcome to the show. How are we feeling? How are we feeling about the costumes? How are we feeling about Christmas? It is Christmas Day right now.
Yeah, I don't think Theo's look better, to be honest.
I would have liked to see my family today, but it is what it is.
I don't agree with the name.
Ho, ho, how are we? It's Christmas. So, 12 rounds of football-themed Christmas goodness coming your way, but there are three ground rules.
Question. How much of the pitch side budget have you blown?
Your costume alone cost 100 quid.
Fine! Oh yeah, I'm from Austria, yo!
You're doing it, yeah.
It's for me, the Austrian snowman. I'm from Airborne.
He's a Wookiee, a bear.
So we have three ground rules that we have to keep in track this entire show. Number one is there's no abusing Santa. That's minus 1 point.
Okay,
fuck you, you fat specky twat.
That's got to be a one-off already.
We haven't started the quiz.
Surely you started minus one there.
You stupid mongoloid of a fucking specky northern twat.
You'll allow it.
You fucking...
We haven't started the quiz.
You waste of spunk little chimp. You fucking idiot. You're an absolute piece of... Carry on.
This is not getting cut.
Rule number two is don't be a know-it-all.
Well, in a quiz?
If I get someone saying, well, technically, you're losing a point. Don't be a know-it-all. No one's impressed. And number three, remember, it's Christmas. You know, some games may be good, some may be bad. But the most important thing is we're together.
Yeah.
Yeah, can we speed this up? Because I want to see my family on Christmas.
With my nipples out.
This clip from Pitchside is brought to you by our friends at Super 6. It may be Christmas time, but that doesn't mean that Super 6 stops. Super 6 is here as ever, and the £250,000 jackpot is yours to play for. You've got to be in it to win it, though. Get over to the app, simply predict your six scores, and that jackpot could be yours. You can also compete against myself, Theo and Tom in the official Super 6 Pitchside Mini League. The code to join that is PTCH23, where we also give away a £100 Classic Football Shirts voucher at the end of each and every round. It's super simple. Just predict your six scores, enter your golden goal, hit submit, and you are all set. It's a free shot at £250,000, so get involved. Follow the link in the description to sign up now.
This round is all about players' face swaps. Essentially,
oh yes,
we have two faces of players merged into one.
Fantastic.
Now, not only do you have to figure out who the players are, you must figure out what the combined name is. So the combined name will be something significant. It'll be a phrase. It'll be something funny. It might be something sexual.
Can I ask, if you're listening to this on Spotify, how do you play along?
This one's on YouTube exclusive. Right, shall we do which two players are these? Theo.
That is Messi.
Yeah, but but he's not doing the thing. I thought you were supposed to come up with the phrase.
You can talk about your thought process.
So that is Messi and Botman, and their name is Botsy.
Incorrect. Messi is one of the players. Oh, Botman isn't.
The other one's Matt Ritchie, right?
Correct. Yeah. You need a
puzzle. Lionel Richie.
I can tell you, Lionel Richie is correct. There's a point to some.
Yeah, so you're going after the person.
Well done. Let's get question number two.
I should have said that, really.
Oh my God, I don't know who that is.
Fuck.
Looks like Ryan Reynolds.
I don't know
who's the face.
Theo buzzes.
It's Christian Fuchs and it's Ben Mee. Therefore, it's Fuck Me.
Fuck Me!
Yes!
Oh,
hell yeah! Oi, I'm so proud of that!
How did you get Christian Fuchs?
I did not have...
I've seen his face a lot over the years.
Right. Question number
Do you know why we're laughing?
Three. Yeah, probably. Okay.
Oh my God, I don't know any of the fucking players.
Oh, Holding Wood.
Yeah.
Holding Wood. Well done, Bob.
He said it before his buzzer, though.
Does that matter, though?
He's buzzed in now.
Holding Wood.
Whoa, boys, it's 1 point each so far. There's only two of these left as well, so everything up for grabs.
Holding Wood.
Let's do the next one.
I don't know who they are.
This one is a tricky one, not going to lie.
I know who one of them is.
Oh!
Batman and Robin.
Three! Fucking hell, that's correct.
Iron Robin and Sven Botman.
Iron Robin, Sven Botman, Batman and Robin.
Thank you.
That's Iron Robin?
Yeah. Rick up by his eyebrows.
Oh my, I can't tell through the glasses.
So basically, Botman's like the outside and Robin's like the inside. Though.
Correct.
I'm impressed.
Hey, what is your Newcastle players?
Do you know what? No, it's just we have funny sounding names.
Botman. Wait, this is, how Wood. Have you made a Christmas quiz biased?
Is that Attacking Santa?
Hey, whose is that face?
Fuck off.
Whoa! Minus 1 point.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah! Abusing Santa Claus.
Hang on a minute.
That is a no-goal. You're on 0 points. No.
Naughty. Naughty.
No, naughty, naughty.
Okay, what about this then?
You're going on the naughty list.
That's SA.
Is it, don't make me strike you again.
Don't make me report you to HR.
Keep the scores.
Mate, don't worry. There's 12 rounds. Every round you win is 1 point overall. So, get it? So at the moment, you two are tied coming into the final question.
He's the other one. No, Larry's got two.
Yeah, 2-1, so you need to tie this up.
I know one is.
Sean DePaul. Which two players are you seeing there?
That's Rodrigo DePaul and Sean Longstaff.
Oh my God, it is.
Reeve. You are correct. Thank you. You are weirdly good at this.
That's amazing, man.
I thought that was Debuchy.
I thought it was Trippier.
Sean DePaul.
Sean DePaul.
Sean DePaul.
Thank you.
That's really good, mate. Well done,
guys.
Yeah, finishing round one of the Big Bald Quiz of the Year.
You can't keep calling it that.
Reeve has 1 point. Right, on to round two. We do have some more typical questions coming up, but this is another picture round.
It's not.
It's a what
fucking
happened.
Fucking Bob Geldof.
It's what happened next. So we're going to be playing you a video from Pitchside. We're going to be playing you a video from Pitchside throughout the year, and we're going to pause
it.
You have to tell us.
Do they know it's Christmas? That's a fucking slide.
Guys, just so you know, as a viewer watching this right now, talking over when he explains what each round would do my head in, so why don't you both pipe the fuck down?
Hey, you're getting on Santa's good side, but less language, please. Hey. It's Christmas.
Fucking slide.
You're the only one that's called him a mean name.
Hey, we forgive on Christmas. Okay, so this is a whiteboard round. It is what happened next. A whiteboard round. So get your whiteboards out. It's what happened next. We're playing a clip or something that's happened throughout the past year. And pausing it, you've got to write on your whiteboard what you think has happened next. Simple as that.
Do we get points for being funny or points for a correct answer?
I may award points for in times where everyone's got the right answer. I'll pick the funniest one.
All right, fine.
Let's do it with question. Well, thingy number one.
Bob Geldof.
Bob Geldof. Fucking
fans.
Oh, where's
it? Oh, my word.
Just strike it.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, I know.
So, a League Cup final we streamed. It was a forgetful night for some, memorable for others, as Man United won the League Cup. But the question is, what happened after this moment?
By the way, Lewis, you look well young there.
Yeah.
You do look really young on that.
Has pitch has aged
this
you.
Job ages you, boys. It does.
Okay, I've got my answer.
And slipped in years. Right. Time is up. Let's start with Tom on the far side. What answer have you give?
Useless specky div takes a tumble.
It's accurate.
I would argue that that is abuse towards Santa.
That's not Santa.
That's not Santa, mate.
That's Lewis. I'm Santa.
Yeah.
You actually are going. You're such a kiss ass, man.
Are you abusing Santa Claus?
I'm abusing. That's abuse. That's abuse.
I'm abusing Lewis.
I'm okay. It's not a bad.
That's a warning. That's a warning towards Santa Claus. reveal yours.
Lewis falls off his chair, then goes bald later.
Oh, that's not what happens though in that clip, actually.
No, he said finish.
No, that's not what happens in the clip. The answer is Lewis falls off his chair.
No, he said, put your pens down, you're finished. I was going to write a funny bit at the end, but I didn't have time.
Lewis falls off his chair.
So, everyone's correct, but I will award it to the funniest. Tom gets
Yay!
A point.
Yay!
Well done,
you didn't
Tom.
Go bald in that stream, though.
No, but no, Tom got the point.
Why did Reeve get a point?
Well, he doesn't. Tom got it. For being the funniest.
Yeah.
So
that's why you don't.
So for cheap laughs, you just abuse Lewis. Is that how it is?
No, you don't put the correct answer.
Top pitch side is always
you don't put the correct answer, you put the funniest
that's what
answer.
We do. That's
are you
we
new
do.
Around here or what?
So let's reveal what actually happened.
You're a fucking fan.
Oh, where's it?
Oh, my word.
Just strike it.
Oh, my God.
Shot.
Oh!
Oh my God, Arthur looks so concerned for you, bless him.
Tom doesn't. Right, let's do number two.
In goal, I've got Tim Howard. Oh, he's not gone Manchester City. Right back.
So, this is where Theo is making his combined Les Scott 11. Who did Theo choose for his right back?
It was a stinker.
What? My right back?
Yep.
Oh, I remember.
It was in a special...
How do I?
Good Les Scott joined pitch side.
How do I not
in a fantastic
this?
Episode.
How do I? It's my 11. I don't remember this.
I think I remember it. Think I do.
I don't think this is right.
Yeah, I can't remember this.
Okay. I have no idea.
I can't Pens remember
down.
What I said.
Tom Garrett, reveal your answer.
Oh, I think it was Phil Neville.
Right.
Phil Neville.
He is right.
Reeve?
I put Coleman.
Put Carl Walker.
Well, let's find out.
Tom's right.
In goal, I got Tim Howard. Oh, he's not gone Manchester City. Right back, Phil Neville.
Yeah.
Oh, we had the old table with Les Scott.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so who else could I had? Oh, right back, who do you boys have?
Carl I think Walker. I had Carl Walker.
I think everyone had Carl Walker.
Or whoever he said.
Oh, it was Phil Neville.
Yeah.
Man, what? You got to tell me when I got bad ball knowledge.
What's the more embarrassing? Les Scott shutting Theo down there or Ian Holloway shutting Tom down?
Ian Holloway. Can the rubber, please?
He didn't really shut him down. He didn't really shut...
He did tell me it was awful.
He just laughed.
But now he likes everyone of Theo.
Ian Holloway literally said, no, everything you've just said is completely wrong and never say that again. Oh, cheers, mate. Not bad.
Right, so currently... Tom has 2 points in this round.
You're not going to do a recap of the scores after every point,
are you? No, I'm just doing it, yeah. Currently Tom has two points.
Is that abuse?
No, that's a question.
Is that abuse to Santa?
Because it's significant because there's three questions
easy for you
left.
To say.
So for someone else to win the round, you just have to win all the questions.
Do they know?
You're going to be fucking quiz master.
Do they know it's Christmas, Tom?
That's true. Okay, let's do question number three.
How's it going? I think I was asked to do a little video just to wish you a late happy Christmas. It's almost a month ago. You had a good time. Hope you got to celebrate with family and friends. Oh, friends. Christmas friend. Although, he's also asked me to just point out...
Oh, yeah, I know.
So, a nice Christmas present from Theo a few months after Christmas was a message from Jay from the Inbetweeners. But what did Jay from the Inbetweeners point out to Reeve?
Oh, how am I? My memory sucks, man.
you would have written them the script. You would have literally said them the script.
Yeah.
So, Tom, let's see what you've written down.
We can all see the needle marks. And I'll do
Because of his TRT.
Yeah.
Right. And Trent.
Yeah.
Because of steroids.
Yeah.
Reeve, let's see yours.
I've got the actual right answer. It was about my Haaland howler. They called me like an idiot or you prat or something.
Tom? Me, Theo?
Oh!
I put fingered Reeve's mum down the caravan club.
Hey, no. Let's see what actually happened.
How's it going? Theo was asked to do a little video just to wish you a late happy Christmas.
Almost
a month ago.
Is that because he did?
Time. Right? Hope you got to celebrate with family and friends. Oh, friends. Christmas friends. Although, he's also asked me to just point out the fact that you thought Haaland would have a stinker this season.
Right.
So the point goes to Reeve because you were the only one with the right answer. Otherwise, it would have went for the funniest.
Yeah,
if they both had the right answer, the funniest would have gone.
Oh, that's so boring.
You said that at the start.
He did.
I can't give the only person who got the answer
mate,
right.
This is an agenda.
Imagine you
not.
I'm going to get a club statement out.
I'm saying yours is actually the funniest answer there.
I actually thought it was that as well. I'm not even joking.
There's no way. What, you got James Buckley to say that he fingered my mum at Caravan Club?
Oh, he definitely mentioned the Caravan Club during the speech.
Bro, he plays one cameo he does, you know.
He's okay. Like millions.
Let's go to the fourth question.
Wonder how much.
And I put Declan Rose seventh because for the money he should be amazing.
That is fucking.
That's
mad.
So
right.
Fucking. That is really mental. It's really grind my gears. That has
in number six.
So this is where we are ranking our best transfers in January. Who did Tom have in sixth ahead of Declan Rice?
Yeah, I know this one.
God, this is so hairy.
That's what you said to me last night. Why are you eating my ass?
What?
Did I just say that out loud?
Okay. We all got an answer.
Yeah.
Okay. Thomas,
doesn't make a difference,
reveal what you've got.
Copper bollocks, in brackets, McAllister.
Why is it copper bollocks?
India.
Oh, I thought it was Hoyland.
Hoyland, interesting.
I've got Caicedo.
Caicedo. Well, someone is right. Let's find out who.
Put Declan Rice seventh because for the money he should be amazing.
That is fucking.
That's
mad.
So fucking. That is really mental. It's really grind my gears. That has.
In number six, we've got McAllister.
No.
Oh my.
Yes.
Hang on a minute. Why is Thomas got? That is ridiculous.
McAllister is right, mate. I literally give you a jeer between us one.
What?
Well, I thought you were about
to. No, that's in what he said. It's ridiculous.
Is it?
Rice is a way better signing than McAllister.
McAllister's only like 30 mil.
Mate, come on, man. Rice is 200 million.
This was at the start of the season.
You're an idiot.
I didn't want to ask you. Do you stand by this clue?
No, probably not.
So you were wrong. I'm asking, it's end of the year. We can be honest, it's Christmas Day. Tom, were you wrong?
I think as it stands.
A real man says yes.
Probably, yeah.
No, say yes. Say yes, I was wrong.
Apologise. For ruining everyone's year with that bad take.
I don't think that's that bad. To say McAllister was a better signing.
Hey, it's quite bad, mate.
With how much
seriously,
he costs.
You should apologise.
I don't think that's that
apologize.
Bad.
Apologise.
No. Apologise.
Oh. No.
So.
No.
Oh, so, that's it then. Oh, well.
No, because there might be a bonus point coming up soon. So let's do the fifth question of this section.
Bruno Gamarres.
Mm-hmm.
One of.
Wait. What happens next?
Oh, yeah, I know.
What? Hey?
I know.
Come here.
And there's a bonus point available if you can write down what's different about this clip compared to the rest. So, 2 points up for grabs here. Okay, whiteboards down, please.
I didn't put the second bit.
Well, too late.
Too late.
I've got the pigeon scores an overhead kick, and it's different because it was in the World Cup.
No, that's wrong. A ghost infiltrates the studio and moves the can.
Oh yeah. And Tom?
I said a voice crack, and what was different was Theo had a lumpy fart.
Let's find out what happened.
Bruno Gamarres has one of his favourite players at Toon.
Yo, what the fuck? Get a replay on that. Get a replay on that.
Yeah, that was a ghost. That's pretty scary, but that's blasphemy, no?
What's the difference? Reeve, you get a point, and I'll also award a point for Theo. The answer I was really looking for was this one wasn't actually in 2023 because it was the World Cup.
Yeah.
But I'll give you a point for
that. Yes!
A point each.
Bollocks.
I didn't even realise that. I see.
Tom.
You got better notice more.
Just saying it was the World Cup, that's wrong.
Tom.
It's different.
Do you believe in ghosts?
No.
What about the ghost of Christmas past?
Nice.
Okay. Is that, did you make him wear that to set that joke? Yeah. Oh, that's really good.
He's not the ghost of Christmas past, though. He's Florence Nightingale.
Yeah, but does he believe it?
I love
or he's Ebenezer Scrooge.
Who got the most points, sir?
Me.
Tom got three. Oh, two.
I got one.
Right, Tom, you are on 2 points from two games so far.
Wait,
well done.
No, I'm not.
I'm on one. The first one.
I won the Facebook one. We'll do that later. Comfortably, Lewis. Burton.
Well done. Well done to Tom for winning that round. It is now Tom 1, Reeve 1, Theo 0. But there is still everything to play
for. Yo, I just realised who you look like.
Yeah, Bob Geldof.
No, you look like that dirty... What's his name? Jimmy Savile. Look, Jimmy Savile.
You can't be calling me
that.
No,
he doesn't look like that. He does look like Bob Geldof.
Well, technically, we're like the new age media, right? So in 50 years' time, you might actually be...
Yeah.
No, it's not funny, mate. That's abuse. Take a point off him.
What? You called him one.
No, he's on about Lewis being a... Oh, not Santa.
Yeah. You can't call Santa.
You have to bleep it every time.
Sorry. Although Santa definitely is a bit of a... isn't he?
Right. Round three is called Missing Formations.
Ooh.
So, we have chosen five games from throughout 2023, but all the players are blanked out. All you can see is the formation.
Oh, this is sick. I like
so,
this.
So, the way this will work is, the first to buzz in has free reign to list as many players as they want going through all the formations.
Do we need the whiteboard?
Oh, so no. It's what you mean it's one team
but,
that's played
but
in
as
this?
Soon as soon as you get one wrong...
It moves on.
It moves on to the next person.
Okay.
The point is only given to the person who guesses the last player. So you could do all the players. Tom, you could not remember the last one. Tom could get the last one. He gets the point.
I see.
And but which position do we start at?
Whichever one you want. You'll see the formations on the screen and you can start listing them off. So this is from a very unfortunate League Cup final game between Newcastle United.
Man United.
Hello, Theo.
Karius.
Correct. Carrier single.
You have to one.
Trippier.
Yes, right back.
Botman.
Centre back, yes.
Shaw.
Centre back again, yes.
Burn.
Dan Burns, right. The full defence and goalkeeper is wiped out.
Bruno G.
Correct.
Joe Linton.
Correct.
Longstaff.
Yes, full midfield, wiped out by Theodore.
Then you got Alan St. Maximan.
Yes.
You've got Wilson.
Yes.
And Almiron.
Almiron, correct. Newcastle's completed. You're on to Man United side now.
I've got to do both.
Yeah. But the point goes to the person who finishes the last player.
Oh my God, okay.
So don't get any wrong.
De Gea.
Correct.
I don't remember this United team, I'm not going to lie.
Me neither.
Who was right back, man? It's one or two, isn't it? It's either Wan-Bissaka or Dallow. I'm going to go with Dallow.
Correct.
Maguire.
You're
no
out.
Way, no
I just named so many.
Oh, it's just a buzzer system. Oh, okay.
Tom takes over.
Varane.
Yes.
Martinez.
Yeah. Yes.
Shaw.
Defence and goalkeeper done for Man United. Five clip.
McTominay.
No, you're out. Theo, let me read you in.
Eriksen.
No, you're out.
Oh.
Well.
No, it's back to Theo now.
Yeah.
What?
Because he won the initial buzz. Now we'll just keep going around.
Yeah.
Oh.
Casemiro.
Yes.
Do I have to go CDM or can I go?
No, you can choose whatever
players you want.
Oh, any fair? Oh, Bruno Fernandes.
Yep.
Rashford.
Yep.
Oh no.
Tom's ready to pounce.
Martial.
No, it's not Martial. It's Fred.
Fred is done.
Of course.
Yes. Oh, is it just a loop now then?
Yeah. Now
it's Fred Weghorst.
Correct, Tom.
And
one last player.
Who's on the right? It can't be 007, can it? Or could it?
Anthony.
Correct, 1 point.
Yeah! United!
Santa, do I get a bonus point for getting 90% of that?
No, you just got a point of the game.
That's the game, mate, unfortunately.
Oh, that's quite good for me, though, guys.
Let's do the next lineup, shall we?
Oh, that's Fred. It's left CDM. I was like, who the hell was that?
So, the next lineup. This is a memorable game between...
You've given us the numbers,
though. Oh, my God.
Well,
it doesn't help too much.
This is not going to look good for us because we're not going to get any...
It's a memorable game between Arsenal and Southampton, which ended 3-3. Was a big one in the title chase. Reeve, buzzing in.
I'll go obviously with the Arsenal side first. Okay. I'm going to go Ramsdale,
yes.
Jesus, Saka, Martinelli.
I thought we had to do it in order.
Whole front three's done now.
Ødegaard, Partey.
Yes.
Zinchenko.
Yes.
Gabriel. Yes. Holding.
Yes.
Ben White.
Yes, one player left in the Arsenal team.
I can't remember who's 21.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's really bad, isn't it?
That Southampton team's fucking hard.
Yeah.
Carl Walker-Peters.
Okay, swapping over.
Yeah, I can do that, right?
Yeah, yeah,
right,
yeah.
Keep going. Shea Adams.
No.
No?
Not seeing a Shea Adams.
Okay, no mind.
Is number 21 for Arsenal Fabio Vieira?
Correct. Oh, Arsenal is. Completed. Well done.
Shit,
yeah. Can you do Southampton now?
James Ward-Prowse.
Yep.
Who the fuck was in goal for them?
Danny Ings.
No.
No. No.
Right. Theo Walcott.
Yes.
Lavia.
Yes.
Vestergaard.
No. Is it Leicester, wasn't he? Is he in there?
No.
Oh, that was 35.
I
can't remember their defence.
I've no idea.
Who was their number 9?
Bednarek.
That's who I'm thinking of. That
yes, correct.
Fucker.
Bella Kotchap.
Yep.
Not fucking Vestergaard.
What have we got positions with?
Alcaraz.
Correct. You've got left wing. You've
was
got
that number
right
9 Alcaraz?
No, 32.
You've got left wing, right wing, keeper, and left back.
Oh, fuck. I can't remember any players. No, I'm good. I'll pass.
Theo.
Is the goalie MacArthur?
No.
McCarthy?
No.
It's Bazunu, the goalie.
Correct.
Yeah. It's Tom's going, isn't it?
I look like, who's the guy who discovered electricity?
Oh, Adam Armstrong.
Yeah, left wing.
Nine.
Isaac Newton.
I cannot remember their left back.
Or their right winger, mate.
Yeah, I'm going to pass. I can't remember the left back or the right winger.
Right, I will give you the initials for the right winger, M-E.
Oh, Michael Essien, isn't it?
And left back, RP.
Oh. Perot.
Yes.
And then the right wing, ME, is... Oh, Elianusi.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Well done, Reeve. A point to you, sir.
Thank you.
It was a hard fought one, that.
Jesus.
And that
just like the game.
Mate, that was really hard, you know, that Southampton team.
That was difficult.
Is this where Arsenal officially bottled the league this
Shut
year?
Up, man.
Yeah, I think it was.
Well,
yeah.
One party shot from 40 yards
good
in the
times.
Final 2 seconds of the game.
Good times, good times. Nice to reflect on Christmas. Okay, next one then.
It was in May.
We have a wonderful game between Liverpool and Man United, ended in an iconic 7-0. Tom, take us away.
My buzzer's not working anymore.
This should be.
But we've got Alisson, Trent, Van Dijk, Robertson, Konate,
goalkeeper defence done,
Henderson, Curtis Jones.
You're out.
Who's number 19?
Fabinho's 3.
Who's number 19?
Any.
What are you looking?
Oh, well, fucking, yeah.
Fabinho's 3. Liverpool.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that, what?
Yeah,
it's just got, I had his, like, big Brazilian name on, so I threw him.
Oh, okay. Salah, obviously.
Yeah.
Jota. No Jota.
I thought he was... You were out, son.
Oh, is he 19?
Mina, Theo, come on in.
Harvey Elliott.
Yeah.
Gakpo.
Yeah.
Bruno Fernandes. Number 8.
You're switching over, okay.
Yeah. Number 10. Oh, no. Hang on. Luke Shaw.
Yeah.
Number 10.
Number 23.
No, number 10 for United.
All right, what?
Oh, Rashford.
That's not Luke Shaw, is it?
No, 23 is Luke Shaw, yeah. Number 10 is Rashford.
Yeah.
And then you got number 21. Is that Anthony?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is Anthony.
It is Anthony.
Yeah.
Ericsson.
Ooh.
No.
No, sir.
Oh.
Did it loop round or can we buy it?
Loop round.
Right. To me. Okay, so to finish Liverpool off is Nunes.
Yeah.
De Gea.
Yeah.
Maguire. 6.
No.
Reed.
What?
Le Butcher.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Varane.
Yes.
What number's Maguire?
20 is Dallow.
5.
Yeah.
Yep.
And what,
so what
we
got left?
Casemiro, 17.
Boom.
And then 18. Is that 18?
No, that's...
No, I'm saying the last number's 18, right?
And you just said Casemiro.
And no, we need 17.
Oh,
we need 7.
Fred.
Yes.
And...
I'm struggling with 27.
Seven-nil. A huge game. Gary Neville said shouldn't be worried after this loss.
Really?
Yeah, and it shows that they should be worried because they are terrible now at football.
They're still above Newcastle in the league, though, aren't they?
That is true.
Garnacho.
Nope.
Nah, it's not Garnacho.
Theo's in. Number 27 to steal the point. Does this make a one apiece across the board?
Yeah.
Number 27.
Yeah, I don't even know. Have they left or what?
If you want, I can give the clue and then it'll be fastest to the buzzer.
Yeah, go on.
Theo?
Yeah.
He came in on loan.
Oh.
Weghorst.
Weghorst stays right. Reed.
Played in behind Rashford.
You take this round.
Yes.
Which makes it overall in the scores.
2-1.
2 to Reeve. 1 to Tom. 0 to Theo. But hey, you had a great effort there.
How many's Theo got?
Theo actually got zero.
You know what's about that? Is that I got the most.
Can we just double check? Purdy, behind the camera, how many Theo is Theo on? Yeah.
Theo Bagel.
Lewis, how many Theo on?
Theo Bagel.
I'm not Lewis.
Sorry, Santa.
It's okay, my son. He's on 0 points.
Yeah.
He's been a bad boy.
I got the most players in that.
Oh.
That's not the
game. It's almost like that's not the game.
It's not the game. Ha ha.
Okay, well done, boys. We're on to round four, and this is called Headlines, where we've got news headlines from throughout the football year. You have to fill in the missing pieces.
Whiteboard?
Yes, whiteboards. Are you ready, please? I have beard in my mouth. Feel free to play along at home. News headlines. Number one. In January, Everton fans were furious as Lampard had them in a relegation battle and the directors were warned to stay away for their safety. The headline reads, blank argues with Everton fans as blank car blocked by supporters. Who were the two players in question?
Hey?
So there's two players there, blanked out.
Yeah.
So who are they? Who? Blank argues with Everton fans as blank's car blocked by supporters. It was in gruesome scenes in the back end of last year. I mean, back end of last season. Stop being a bad boy.
It was Claire Balding, technically Anthony Gordon, and Yerry Mina.
I knew it was Yerry Mina, but I put DCL.
Mina, DCL, Theodore. What have you got?
Put Ronaldo and Bruno Fernandes.
Right.
Yeah, because they famously play for Everton.
They're two Everton players
What were you doing?
When Ronaldo got his phone at the hand.
Okay, I can reveal the answers were Yerry Mina and Anthony Gordon.
Damn.
Tom, you can have a point for that, sir. Well, good job indeed. Yeah, Anthony Gordon soon left to Newcastle United and went on to become one of the best English wingers in the world.
Can we just check my microphone's working because I don't want to touch? Yeah.
Right. Good shit, Purds. Right.
It's cringe.
Question.
Abuse to Santa.
That is abuse.
Yeah, it is abuse.
He just called you cringe.
I was saying about my rubber.
Now you think you can lie to Santa? You think I'm stupid?
He's lying.
You broke character when I called you cringe.
I've been Santa for ages.
You spoke to Purdy as if you're Lewis.
Yeah, so Santa knows all his children.
Chat to me again.
He got a skateboard when he was 7.
I think that's another point for answering
back.
It's
minus
two.
Minus two.
Before, we've got the second question. At least, are you two grateful to Purdy for spending his time?
Yes.
Oh, man, this quiz is sick.
We love you, mate.
I didn't say anything to Purdy, I said it to you.
We don't think there's anything cringe about you taking time out of your day to help us do this quiz.
It's sick.
Nothing cringe about Purdy, it's all to do with Lewis.
Where's Lewis?
Who
is this Lewis you speak of?
Not in the room.
I'm fucking Santa Claus. Can you stop
saying
that?
That
sounds weird.
Don't
can't say that.
Don't swear at me. That's a minus point for you.
While you're licking your fingers saying you're fucking Santa.
I've got head in my mouth.
You shall not pass!
I look like James May.
Yeah, you do actually.
You're fucking Dumbledore.
Yeah.
Alright, number two. In March, Conte had enough as he went on a tirade after a 3-3 draw with Southampton. Funnily enough, he wouldn't be the only London club to be sent into meltdown after a 3-3 draw at Southampton.
That's really funny.
he said, we are 11 players that go onto the pitch. I see blank players. What did he see? What was the missing adjective?
Ooh.
I see. Blank players. Reveal your answer, please.
I put scared. I can't remember.
Scared?
Shit.
Shit?
But crap and lazy.
One word.
Two words. It was, in fact, selfish. No points going out there. None particularly made me giggle either.
All of the above described. Tottenham.
In April, a referee was in hot water after an allegation with a Liverpool player. The headline reads, PGMOL released statement after ref blank Liverpool player. What did the ref do after ref blanked Liverpool player?
Now, I remember this. It was Robertson, wasn't it?
Right, Tom.
That's good.
He hit. Go back, it's the grinny, but he hit him.
Reeve.
Elbowed.
Sacks off.
Was he made love? Made love? Point to Reeve, point to Theo as well, because sucks off funny.
What?
I thought he's on minus two, you know.
Right. I'll let him have
he's
it.
He's on minus two.
Merry Christmas, mate.
That's not
good.
As funny as sucked
yeah,
off.
Yeah, you got a laugh from me, that was good.
Did Reeve get one then?
Elbow was correct. Is the answer. It's the
yeah,
correct answer.
I was correct, he hit him.
Hit isn't an elbow. Yeah. Are you arguing with Santa Claus?
No, yeah. I'm just saying.
Wait,
is it not?
No, but the actual, the headline is elbowed.
Oh, sorry, I apologise, Santa.
Yeah.
It's okay, my son.
Imagine that, you just sucked him off on the pitch.
That would be fucking sexy, if I'm honest.
Right.
It'd be like when Stifler fucks Finch's mom at the end on the cross pitch. Yeah. Kind of sexy, that scene is. Anyway, not bad shelf.
Okay, question number four. Wrexham secured promotion in April as Ben Foster saved a penalty in the final minute. The headline reads, blank, 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 blank. Ryan Reynolds can't contain emotion in chat with Ben Foster. Now, the question is, what five words did Ryan Reynolds say to Ben Foster? Five words totaling a quote to Mr. Ben Foster. Okay. Ready? Let's start with Theo. He's ready.
Ben Foster, sign the contract.
Don't mind it. Reeve. Oh.
Ben Foster, I am Deadpool.
I am Deadpool.
Tom.
Can you enter me, Daddy? I'm sure that's what he said.
It was. It was, you son of a bitch. Point for Tom.
Hey!
You can't just make it sexual every time. There's real comedy going on here, Lewis.
I know. I was tempted, but
Santa's.
That wasn't it, sadly.
Santa's a whore for a sexual innuendo.
Did you say Santa's a whore?
He did, actually.
In a good way.
No, that's not a good way.
It was a compliment.
That's a minus one.
Santa, that was a compliment.
Here's a question to Santa. Can you remember what all the scores are, given the minuses as well?
Have I really just lost the point for that?
You can't.
No, you're in the rounds, you're on two.
No. This round, because you've been given
one,
a minus...
One, minus one.
But he just got minus one.
Yeah, so, but that made him to go to two.
Yes.
Yeah. I was
but
on
now
two.
He's got minus one, so he's back to one.
Yeah, that's good, you know. You're
I'm
good.
A quiz master. If I can remember what present you wanted when you were three, then I can remember this.
Santa, he just called you a wanker behind his whiteboard.
Do you know what another rule is?
Talking.
A little bitch.
Yeah. Don't touch it. I'll fix it.
You didn't
talking.
For grassing.
Snitches get stitches.
Tom, if you give me one more bit of back talk in this entire round, you're
losing
another point.
I was just clarifying.
Is that back talk?
No, it's not.
What did that? Tell me what that back do though.
Oh god.
Santa got back, bro.
Oh god.
Alright, fuck.
Bosh.
I can see my reflection in this, and it just looks like Isaac Newton. Jason Tindall, shot of fame as he...
That's what you look like. Do you remember the Office episode where he's fucking Benjamin Franklin?
Yeah.
That's what you look like.
Yeah.
All right, Jason Tindall, shot of fame as he constantly found himself at the centre of attention.
Bit like Luce Bowden, our producer, isn't it, that? That's Santa, mate. I'm not abusing Santa.
Back talk, minus one.
I wasn't back talk.
Zero. Zero to Tom.
Okay. I'm just going to stop. Yeah, dude.
One manager had enough as he walked past Tindall to shake Eddie's hand first. The headline read, blank snubs Tindall handshake. Which manager snubbed Tindall?
Oh, I can't even remember, man.
A little hint for you, though.
Yeah?
I think he was sacked. But then, you know.
Oh, cheers. Yeah, well done. Give my the fucking answer.
Is that more back chat?
Tom, I don't want to give you 3 minuses in 1 round.
But you're going to have to, aren't you?
Yeah. Stop instigating. Stop. You can't manipulate Santa. Hey! Right. Fucking hell. Tom, reveal your answer.
You're fat old man.
That's abuse.
That's abuse. Minus one.
You're level points with me now, Tom.
Fuck it. I've already fought this round. That's not abuse. That's my answer.
Nah. You can stay on 0.
Thank you. That is my genuine answer.
I think it was.
You're fat old man.
Okay.
Reveal yours, please, sir.
I put Conte, but I don't think he's right.
Conte. Incorrect. It was Gary O'Neill.
I get that point though.
He weren't sacked.
He was sacked from thingy.
Yeah, he sacked from Wolves.
But he just left.
I thought he just left. Point for that.
I was going to put Gary O'Neill as well.
Okay, next question. In May, one person returned to management, boldly claiming they knew more than Pep and Klopp. The headline reads, "There's nobody ahead of me. Blank blank makes bold claim." Who was the manager who thought they were better than Pep and Klopp?
Oh, what was that?
Phil.
Oh, fuck.
He's not got an answer. He's in about 5 minutes.
That championship.
Off, hang on.
That championship manager that got mocked everywhere from his comments.
What a waffle answer that is.
Is that correct, though?
Reeve.
It's Big Sam!
Large Sam Allardyce.
I can confirm. It is Sam Allardyce. Not particularly funny. You both have a point for that one. Both get the correct
tell me
answer.
If I'm right or wrong.
I think I should have got that. Large
that's
Sam.
A bit too big.
Am I wrong?
That's a bit big.
Am I wrong?
Yes.
How is that wrong?
Because you didn't say Big Sam.
Did he get mocked everywhere?
The headline
comments?
Has two spaces. That's
also,
like
also
words.
Leeds were in the Premier League.
But he's a championship manager.
But he wasn't. He was a Premier League manager.
Honestly, no one likes a smart ass.
So currently,
the rule.
Reeve, you are on.
Two.
Tom's on one. Theo minus one.
I thought Tom's on zero.
I was, but I've just got
he's
a
just
point.
Got that right. Lads, let's remember, it's Christmas Day and we're spending it together.
Yeah,
amen,
guys. Having a great presents.
We're lucky to have each other.
What's Theo on?
So it's all right when he mocks me, but when I mocks him, I get told off.
You can mock him.
Oh.
Fucking lick ass, dickhead.
Oh! Whoa! Flash those fucking eyes, that's a point!
Do you know what? I'll eat the balls to stand up in the face of rules. Plus 1 point.
Thank you.
What? So, what you want now?
He's on 0.
Oh, okay.
No.
You just called him a lick ass.
I'm on 1 now. I was on 0 before.
No, you weren't.
I'm on 0 then.
You're on 0. I like that. I like testicles in a man.
Sorry.
Right, question number 7. Newcastle had its own Amazon documentary this year, but one leak created worldwide news. The headline read, blank confirmed for Newcastle after Amazon leak. What happened? What did Amazon leak on the series? Okay. Theo, reveal your answer.
Corruption.
That is probably true.
Reeve?
I put takeover.
No, it was the Adidas sponsorship in brackets.
Oh, the kit, wasn't it?
Don't Google Adidasler and World War II.
It's really trying to get those funny points, isn't it?
It is. Why trying too hard to be funny.
Yeah, a little
why are you bringing up World War II, man? That's weird.
I'm just telling people, don't Google that.
It was the kit, though, wasn't it?
Was it corrupt?
Right. It is Adidas. Yeah. There's not two, right? If there was two Adidases, you would have got it for funny.
What did you put?
Corruption.
Tom is on 1.
2 now. That took me up to 1 last time. Can I have the thing?
You know, if you wrote down the points, it'd be a lot easier.
Oh, I'm on 2.
I'm on 2.
Yeah.
Tom is on 2 points. Reeves on 2 points. Theo is on 0 points. Let's go into question number 8. In March 16th, Graham Potter gave a passionate speech to Chelsea fans stating, "We'll try to win the blank, blank, blank." What did he say? I need 3 specific words here. Only that will get you the right answer.
Blank, blank, blank.
Tom, show your thoughts first.
The fucking lot.
The fucking lot?
Super 6 jackpot.
Next 3 games.
It was fucking Champions League, but we're going to go with Super 6 jackpot because that's quite funny.
Thank
and you.
You
can join our Super 6 League with code PTCH23.
Was it really that? I thought he said
he
we're going to win
TV.
The fucking lot.
Yeah, he said, yeah, no, then no, it was going to fight me up. a fun, like...
It was, no, he's looking at a wall.
How did that go for him?
And he's, he got sacked, and now he's going to manage... who was it, like...
El Atifak.
Yeah, he's going to go to the Championship.
He's going to Championship, isn't he?
He's not going Stoke.
I thought it was El Fati.
Oh, is he not going Birmingham?
Whoa, what do you call me?
Is he not going Birmingham City? That's what people would want. But
Rooney's the manager there.
Yeah,
okay, last question.
Doing a great job over there, man.
Final question of this segment. Which manager said there weren't many better than me in Europe? Which manager said that? There weren't any better than me in Europe.
Oh, that's odd.
Is it?
Gonna have to push you for an answer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Theo kicks off.
Zidane.
You think Zidane said there weren't many better than me in Europe?
Well, it'd be true.
I'll put Ancelotti. Don't know if that's true.
I'll put Warnock. It's a fucking English person, surely?
Yeah, I thought so. I didn't have time. I was going to write my local Tesco branch manager. But that was too much writing.
The answer...
He said which manager said that.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, it's fine.
The answer was Nathan Jones.
Oh, it was!
That's the one I was talking about who got the comments around us, yeah.
Oh, it was Nathan Jones.
So, coming to the end of that round,
he said he was the best in the world, didn't he?
Dragging yourself a nice point.
No,
well,
we're both on two.
I got three.
He's got three.
No, you got minus again.
No, that's
not you. Are you fucking slow?
This is really tough. So, what one of the numbers scores are for the overall round. And the minuses are only for in the round itself.
Mm. Why did I start on minus two?
Because that was in the round.
But you gave me minus two overall.
Before the round started.
It's like having a chimp.
So what's the score?
Tom's on one, Reeves on three, you're on zero.
Yeah, you've only one ahead, Tom.
That's true to me.
That's wild.
He actually doesn't know the scoring system. You're only scored a point by one.
Boys.
Some more than you.
No, you haven't.
You're only one ahead, mate. That's embarrassing.
So have you scored more than me? I'm one ahead.
In the actual games, I scored more than you.
No, you haven't. No, yeah. Otherwise, you would have won one of the games.
Hey, don't get so rattled, pal. Next up. Come on, let's go.
Okay. So, 4 rounds in. How are we all feeling? Are we having fun?
Yeah, great time.
Yeah,
great
probably
time.
The best day of my life.
Not bad. Yourself?
It's Christmas.
Okay, round 5 is the 60-second dash. Okay, round 5 is the 60-second dash. So you'll be picking out a topic, and it'll be like types of vegetable, but sport-related. And you can go carrot, turnip, potato. You can also lie.
Sorry, didn't cut that out.
Merry Christmas.
Cut that out.
Oh my God.
Please cut that out. You can bleep it. Bleep it. Bleep it.
Tomato. But
Merry Christmas. How do I do the thing again?
Hold it.
Merry Christmas.
Make sure you bleep that, Purdy, please.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, that was
good. Okay. Christmas.
But you can also lie. You could say pineapple. Now, the thing is, I will still count that as a point unless one of the other two players will catch you out and shout liar or use their buzzer.
Ah, for example, a tomato, people don't know, is actually a vegetable.
Yeah, so you could shout lie at that point.
It's a fruit.
Lie.
So essentially, you can add lies into your topic to gain extra points and win the round, but you risk being caught out as a liar and then you get 0 points.
No, quite seriously.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
What's the topic?
I'm glad you asked, Thomas.
So we get 60 seconds per topic, right?
30 seconds.
30 seconds.
It's a 30-second dash, my bad.
Okay. You missed it. That's what Charlie's used to, isn't she, mate?
Wee. So,
oh, fucking.
I have our lovely Christmas stocking here, and I would invite you all to choose out...
Why have you've actually gone and bought that, you sad little man?
What? Santa loves the wolves.
Santa loves the wolves.
Pass that along and everyone pick one out. Don't
no
look
one
yet.
No one there ravages yet. Reindeer. They don't. He doesn't. Wait, what?
No one have a look.
Fucking use condom in here. What's going on?
No, that is the Johnny.
Yeah.
Wait, he's touching it.
Can we look at them?
No, not yet.
Oh, we can't look at them.
Do you think Johnny Sin has called him that because Johnny's like a nickname for a condom?
No, mate, because he doesn't...
Oh,
yeah, because he famously wears...
Condom sins.
Because he famously wears them.
Well, I don't know. Would you? Would you wear... Do you know?
Yeah, I watch them all the time.
Are we good with the rules? 30 seconds. You all have a topic. You are allowed to lie when listing names that fit your topic, but if you get caught out by one of the two other competitors in a lie, you get none for the round. Theo, take a look at your topic briefly.
What happens if you falsely accuse a lie?
And read up. If you falsely accuse, then you're getting minus three off your
score. How am I supposed to
make?
Mate, yeah. Are you stupid?
What?
Players whose names begin with R.
How can he lie?
How can I lie?
Silent R's.
That's a factual statement.
Rojas! Are you alright?
Yeah, pick another one out.
Mate!
rough year this year, is it, pal?
Yeah. Messy. Like.
It's been a rough Christmas.
No, yeah, trust me, guys. Starts with R.
There you go.
Fucking div.
That's definitely a minus.
Whoa.
Minus one.
Say why it's not a minus one.
You call me a fucking div.
Yeah, because you are.
That's not nice. It's cool.
Minus two.
You guys should back me. That was fucking div.
It's Christmas. We're supposed to be all happy.
I agree, mate.
Stop being mean to Santa.
I agree. He's playing a great shift last night.
I love you, Santa.
Huh? I love you, my child.
Please name the beginning of R. You can lie.
No, I mean, Santa Claus put in a great shift last night. It's Christmas Day.
Players in the top 20 Ballon d'Or list 2023.
Yes.
He doesn't know about
Okay, it's your time starts now.
Messi, Haaland,
two.
Saka, Isak, Callum
Wilson, liar.
Trippier,
liar.
Botman.
Isak's not in it.
Longstaff.
Deals going to get 2 points, I think, because Isak is not in the team.
Well,
what do you mean?
Because
What do you mean?
That got caught in a lie.
Our producer said Isak's going to win.
Isak's going to win the Ballon d'Or for the second place.
Haaland. And also, half the Newcastle squad are top 20, right?
Yeah.
Pope's best keeper in the world, right?
Yeah.
This is not. I don't know. I'm not a Newcastle fan. I'm sorry.
Can I go again?
Physical abuse. I'm just saying. That's
And we're just ignoring the sexual abuse behind me.
That's
aren't we?
Physical abuse.
I went bald on. That's you know.
No, you're trying to dig yourself out the hole, mate.
Oh.
Right. Oh. I'll go again.
Why? Do the life. No, you
didn't even give me a countdown to start.
I did. You got 0 points. You just got caught in a lie instantly.
Yeah, you're done. Can I go?
You're done. No, Reeve's next.
Reeve, take a look at
your category.
What?
My category is...
You're on minus 2 points.
English players to play abroad.
English players to play abroad. Ooh. Countdown starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Woodgate, Beckham, Owen, Bellingham, Ravel Morrison.
Ravel Morrison's Jamaican. Plays for Jamaica.
Started English.
Oh, man.
He plays for Jamaica.
You can't call me out for that.
Minus three for you.
Yes!
Reeve, continue.
He's Jamaican.
Continue.
He plays for Jamaica.
I can't think.
You.
How many did I get?
Nice try, Rob.
Okay, I'll stay at five.
Five for Reeve. Tom, you're starting at minus three.
But he plays for Jamaica. Can I just clarify why?
Yes, I understand that, but we're not doing technicalities. One of the rules, Tom, is don't be a smart ass.
Yeah, don't be a nutter, right?
Fair enough. Well, I'm just asking why he counts as English if you play for Jamaica.
When he played for Lazio,
I would have given Jamaican or English.
When he played for Lazio, so hang on a second. English nationality, right?
What about Antonio?
I would have given Jamaican or English. Like when you switch like allegiances, we're very clear.
But I'm not trying to be a smartass. He is Jamaican.
I feel like you're trying to be a smartass.
But he's Jamaican.
I understand that.
It's like Declan Rice is Irish.
But all you're doing is...
He's been in the English youth setup.
But he's Jamaican.
He's been in the English youth setup though. It's like technicality. I would have give both.
Then you're just Jamaican him choose.
I don't get it. Explain it.
Jamaican.
Tom, read out what's on your card.
South American players have played in the Premier League.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Oh my God!
What?
You just could have picked it out. 3, 2, 1.
Diego Forlan, Varane, Luis Suarez, Bentancur. I don't know why I went there. McAllister, Fabinho, Coutinho, Robinho. Alisson.
No one.
Alisson. Firmino. Cleberson.
Lie.
Firmino is not his name.
It's Firmino.
Oh, fucking hell.
Firmino is not a footballer. That's a lie.
Come on. If you're going to do me for Ravel Morrison, there's no way you do me for that.
Ravel Morrison is an English footballer that went abroad. Whether or not he's played for Jamaica now.
He's Jamaican.
When he played for Lazio, he was part of... English.
Jamaican.
Yeah, an English passport.
There's no way you could do me for that.
As a pity one, minus 2 points.
I'll give you a pity one.
Let me have a little finger, come on.
Right. Tom, I'll let yours stand.
Whoa, Firmino's not a footballer.
How many did I get?
You got 7.
No, I didn't get 7.
I didn't, bro.
No, you won.
No, because you had the minus 3, so you got 8.
Well, I need to finger it.
It's not with me, it's over there.
So I've won.
Wolves thing.
Not on the field beacher.
Yeah, I got another go.
Why?
As a pity.
Fucking hell!
You picked him up for me.
The last thing he had was player signings beginning with R.
No, I don't even know what's left in there.
Players beginning with F.
Players who have scored a Premier League goal this season.
Five, oh, four, you are joking. Three, two, one, go.
Isak, Wilson, Almiron, Longstaff, Bruno Gomes, Botman, Trippier, Saka, Jesus, Martinelli, Salah, Nunes, Luis Diaz, McAllister, Enciso, Evan Ferguson.
Lie. Enciso's not scored one.
He literally has. He scored a worldie.
That was last season.
Oh my god, if you fucking fumble, B.
That was last season.
It was the end of last season
against Chelsea. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter. So you take 1 point off me. I still got the most players.
No, you're a part of the line.
Yeah, you got 0 points.
You're a part of the line.
You have two goals as well.
That laugh.
Sorry.
It's a bit cringe, but whatever.
Oh, right, so that's another point to me. Is that 3-2? 3-2-0.
You win that game, Thomas, which means the current scores are on 3-2-0.
Who's on nil?
Theo's on nil, Reeves on three, assist. Tom's on two.
Got an assist, second game.
Oh, it's almost like the game was who scored. Anyway.
Well, I feel like we... You okay, lad?
Bollocks.
Has Trippier scored this year, by the way, as well? I wondered about that one.
I'm not sure.
I don't think he has scored, has he?
Right.
Anyway, so, not them as.
This is a very familiar one here on pitch side. For the big ball quiz of the year, we're going to do a career path. Are we ready, boys? Buzzers at the ready, of course, as we list through them. Number one, Ajax. RKC, why would you... On loan?
That's not a real place.
Abuse.
That's not, I'm just repeating what he said.
They're on board, lines for warning. Arsenal.
God, no.
Barcelona. Roma on loan. Vissel Kobe.
It doesn't make sense because he's Belgium and not Dutch, but Vermaelen.
Correct, Vermaelen.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well done.
Well done, Theo. 1 point.
Is that an Ajax?
Yeah.
I suppose Holland's next to Belgium, isn't it?
Final question in this round. So Theo can clutch it here and get his first point.
Level up
on
with
the
Tom.
So,
well, I'm on two, so I'll do my.
You're on 1 point, mate.
Starting at Livingston, going on to Stirling Albion on loan, then to Leeds United.
Ooh.
Norwich City, Hull City, West Ham United.
Oh, it's not. It's really not.
Oh, I know it. I know it.
He's buzzed.
My thing's not working.
He's
That's
buzzed.
Not fair.
Change.
Oh, it is working.
McGregor.
I know the answer.
The goalie.
Santa, I know the answer.
Incorrect.
Robert Snodgrass.
Snodgrass is right. We'll go to another
Robert
question.
Robert Snodgrass.
Final one here for anyone to snatch it then. Ipswich Town, Oxford United on loan, Rochdale on loan, Brentford on loan, Huddersfield Town, Blackburn Rovers, Middlesbrough, Sheffield Wednesday on loan.
Fuck me.
Sheffield Wednesday permanently, Norwich City on loan, Huddersfield Town and Blackpool on loan.
Oh.
Now, what I'll tell you about this kid, he broke onto the scene a little bit in the Championship, on League One. Everyone was talking about him as a big striker. Well, a big name striker. Could he punch it into the Premier League? Apparently not.
Jordan Rhodes.
John Rhodes is correct.
Oh, yeah.
I swear to God, I've never heard of him.
Scottish striker.
Never heard of him in my life. Never.
He was an absolute bags man.
He went for like 20 million in the Championship, didn't he?
Yeah. He went for a lot. Scored loads of goals in the Championship.
He had the record like before Mitrovic.
Big European Premier League
Watkins and Tony.
So that's another point to me.
Tom has 3 points in total. Reeve is on 3 points. And Theo is on 0 points.
Tom's on two.
No, I'm not.
You got minus 2 points.
How? Oh, my God.
Okay, we call this one Pitchside Quotes. It's in the name. I'm going to list a quote. You have to fill in the gap. Tell me who it is, blah, blah, blah. Answer the question.
Whiteboard.
Yes, please. Oh, I'm just going to get so much fucking food after this.
I thought we were going to say pussy.
And it's it.
It's so much pussy after this.
Jesus.
Get me the ick.
What? You're bringing a lot of negative vibes towards me
today. Oh my god,
today.
That's a point.
No, you stop instigating. Theo, it's Christmas. Why does there have to be this animosity?
I've not said anything.
You're looking at me angrily.
This is my resting bitch face.
She doesn't work anymore.
Okay, whiteboard's at the ready. Right, no, stop that. Right, okay, so question number one, when talking about how can you remember when you were younger, what did Lewis claim he remembered doing as a child?
Makes the first question about himself.
Okay, Theo.
Falling into a wall and hitting his head explains a lot.
Okay, Ruth.
You ran into a window.
That's not true.
Isn't it?
You ran into a patio door, but...
That's what I meant.
I put running back into Mother Bowden's...
Oh my god.
It was running into a patio door. Use yourself in between. I'll give you both a point. Yeah, Tom, you're not getting a point, sorry.
I did put a patio window to begin with, and then I rubbed it
out. You're going to have another bleep on the C word for you, Purdy, there.
On Pitside Live, Nunes scored to win the game for 10 men Liverpool. What did Reece shout as this happened?
Oh, yeah.
What you shouted, like, repeated in my head that night.
I'm glad that my quotes live rent-free in Santa Claus's head.
Okay, Theo.
That's my donkey.
A fucking old football!
Oh, yeah.
Trent Maloney!
1 point for Reece.
That's just not funny.
It is a little bit, though.
It is a little bit funny. I'll let you have
it. No, it wasn't the donkey, was it?
Okay, question number three.
Wait, Tom... I thought that was a jokey answer. Did you actually think that's what I said? Yeah. Oh, okay, fair enough.
Tom infamously broke his arm while on stream. What were Tom's first words after the incident happened?
I've watched this so many times, man. I get a wet dream over it. Sorry.
Right. Pens down, ready?
Hang on. I've only wrote one word.
It's a speed round.
It's not a speed round.
It's speedy.
Ready, I'm ready.
Deal.
Oh, fuck.
Reeve.
Mom, get a camera!
Not bad yourself.
Point to Theo. Oh, fuck, was right. Good, funny answers as well.
Like, oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, different one here. Question number four. Which team did Prodi C say Maradona would not be able to break into in the modern day Premier League? This was on a live stream.
Was that this year?
Yeah. It was in this calendar year. Last season, but yeah. Theo.
My local rivals, Crystal Palace.
Nice. Yeah. It's Crystal Palace.
Cupid Eagle under 14s.
That's just not even funny though. You should, if you give a point to him, that's
well, I don't watch Cupid right. Eagles. What is that?
Very local team by me.
How do you know about the under 14s team?
Point for Reeve and Theo. Theo is on 2, you're on 3.
Yeah.
Tom is on 0 so far. Question number 5. How many goals did Ollie Palmer claim he could score in the Premier League?
Oh, yeah.
This was in our Wrexham special. He actually said it in a World Cup stream and he reiterated it in the Wrexham special. Theo?
20.
It is 20. He's right.
Well, they've not even... Nah, man. Are you serious?
I know. I'm not doing 20.
Oh.
I put 4 million.
Tom?
Two fish suppers and a can of Coke.
Theo's right though, it's 20.
Theo's right, Theo on 3 points, yeah. Reeve on 3 points, Tom's on 0.
I let you have that one, don't you?
Which player did Reeve claim was a better signing than Haaland in January? Says it was in January.
Oh,
So you said this statement in January, I should say. Wasn't like.
That was Eden this year.
Yeah, in January this year, you said Haaland.
Mate, that's got to be stinker of the year, no?
Well, it did get stinker of the year, yeah.
Okay. Theo?
Casemiro?
It is Casemiro, but I also said Botman and Casemiro. Top two, didn't I?
Fred West.
Serial killer.
Serial killer?
Fred and Rose West, they're serial killers.
You can't have two on your whiteboard, you have to choose one.
I think that means...
They're both right, though.
No, you have to choose one, because there's one in January that you said.
Well, I've never heard of that person.
You never heard of Fred and Rose West?
No. So you've rubbed out Botman and you've left Casemiro. You did see Casemiro at one point, but in January you claimed Botman was a better...
So I was right then.
Well, you're wrong. You rubbed it out. You can't have two answers on the board.
So do I get the point?
No.
No, but it was in the same argument.
No.
It was in the same argument.
No, it was in, that was, in, like,
was the funniest
time.
Though?
Oh, okay.
Number 7, Tom claimed Alan Shearer was not world class. Which player did he claim couldn't even tie his laces? So he couldn't tie this player's laces, Alan Shearer. He said Alan Shearer wasn't world class, he couldn't even tie this player's laces. Referring to another player who was better than him. Go on, Theo.
Callum Wilson.
Jesus.
I thought it was RVP in that discussion of four.
Robin Van Persie.
Point each for Reeve and Tom.
Theo.
Reeve and Tom. Well done. Tom has 1 point. Reeve has 4 points. Theo has 3 points. Still time for you to take it back, though, because question number 8 is, which four players did Seedorf list as possible future Ballon d'Or winners? Now, this is in the pitch side special we did with Seedorf.
Seedorf.
Four players. The person who gets the most players right will get a point. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Okay,
pen down. Theo.
Pedri, Vinicius Junior, Mbappe. Mbappe and Rafa Leão.
You got two correct there.
Vinicius Junior, Valverde, Kevin De Bruyne is how he said it. And then Rafa Leão.
What did you
got,
Tom?
I got Valverde, Vinny Junior, Leão, and I couldn't remember the other three.
Because you said Kevin De Bruyne.
I put Jude Bellingham.
The answer was Vinicius Junior, KDB, yeah. Valverde, and Rafa Leão. Well done, Reed. That is a 5th point for you. So it's 5-3 to Theo, 1 to Tom, 2 questions less.
5-3 to Theo.
5-3 to Theo.
5 to you, 3 to Theo, 1 to Tom. 2 questions left in this round. Let's do it. Who won the Player of the Season in the Pitchside Awards of the Year? This was voted to by those on Twitter after we nominated players.
Which season?
Last season, but it was this year. Okay, Theo?
I swear, you lot managed to convince everyone it was Casemiro, but I put Haaland.
I thought it was Nick Pope. Toon Poles.
I thought Pope won it as well.
Point each. Pope was it, because Toon Poles rigged it all for us.
Yeah.
That's just immature, isn't it?
That's 6 for Reeve, which essentially means you have won this round, mate.
Come on!
Let's do one more for fun. Who was voted as the flop of the season in the Pitchside Awards?
Ooh. Can't remember who signed.
Theodore.
Madrid.
The PG Richarlison.
More cock after a bag.
Oh my God.
Reeve was correct again. A good round for you there, Reeve, who has taken this home.
It's alright when it's a memory test, isn't it?
Yeah, you got a really good memory, ain't you? I don't.
So,
I'll remind you of that.
On total, you now have 4 points.
Yay.
No one likes a smart ass, though, do they, Tanner?
4-3, and I think 0.
4-3-0.
That's embarrassing, though.
As we come into round 8. Hey, Theo. Plenty of rounds left, man. You got this.
Shut up.
Whoa!
What are you going to do? Take a point off me.
Oh!
Oh my God, he's prodding you now. Prodding
you. 1 point off you for instigating.
So you're down to 2 now?
No.
Are you special?
How many times are you going to have to exclude this?
I look like Elton John.
Yeah, you do actually.
I'm like Rocket Ship. Like, what's it? Rocket Man.
Rocket Ship.
I'm a Rocket Man.
Right. Guess the transfer, okay? I'm going to give you a couple clues, then you have to guess who it is. So, number 1 is son of a former player swapped the USA for the UK. Who's the transfer? And I will add a little hint. He's not playing first team football, right?
Oh.
Oh, well, that's unfair.
It's not fair. It's a very fair clue, actually.
I know it.
Harrison.
No.
It's Romeo Beckham.
Romeo Beckham is correct. 1 point to Tom puts you on 0.
He had American citizenship.
Yeah, he went on loan.
He was into Miami, wasn't it? No, it's Brentford.
Wait, hang on a second. What was the question?
He signed for Brentford.
Yeah, he's
like 3 million quid.
He's been there under 23s.
Yeah. What did you say? Yeah. He changed nationality from America to England.
No, son of a former player swapped USA to UK.
I thought he said he went from America to England nationality.
Oh, yeah, no, he should probably listen to the question.
Yeah, man.
Question 2. £45 million winger signing for a Premier League team. Who was it? 45 mil signing for Prem team.
Anthony Gordon.
Yeah, I'll give you a bonus point for that, I guess. Yeah, I wasn't actually looking for that, but we'll move
you
on.
You are joking.
That's right, yeah. I said Gakpo, but yeah.
Gakpo's not a winger.
Well, he's a bit of both, anyway. Yeah, he's a bit of both. Was Gordon 45 mil? Want to check
yeah.
that?
Yeah, he was 45.
Okay.
I just answered the question differently.
Number three, son of infamous player, Man City youth team to the championship. So he's a son of another infamous player.
Oh. Liam Delap.
Oh, yeah. It's heating up this round. Number four, Australian star moved to Scotland in January.
Oh, my buttons.
Grand Coal
is correct.
Yeah, well done.
So, what is that?
Why is it so slow? Oh, it's because I waited to record it, right?
What are we on it? 3, 2, 1?
No, he's starting on minus one.
I'm on
he's
two.
On zero.
I'm on two.
He's on two.
He's got 3 points this round.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
really?
No, how have you got?
I got one.
I got one as well.
I think I only got two then. I got Delap and I got Beckham.
Yeah, so therefore you're on 1 point.
Yeah.
I've just said.
They're all on 1 point.
Everyone's on one.
I got Gordon and then you got...
Okay. Yeah. Okay, everyone is on 1 point as we move into the final question. So the winner of this wins the round.
Wow.
La Liga and Liga One winner moves to...
Wiener?
Winner.
What did you just say?
La Liga and Liga One winner move to England on loan.
Ansu Fati.
No, he didn't.
Liga?
He hasn't won Liga.
No. I thought...
Came through Barcelona.
What did you say? La Liga
and Liga One winner
yeah.
moved to England.
You call it League A, not Liga One.
I knew what you meant.
Stupid.
That's you.
Dave.
Oh,
yeah, you're going to have to give us a clue.
Okay, the clue is he signed for a team who wears red, but he never necessarily wore red.
Say a winger, did you say?
Oh, I got it.
He plays for Forest, doesn't he?
I got it.
And he plays left back and it's called Renan Lodi.
I also have it.
No. It's
no.
Keylor Navas.
Yeah, it is.
Keylor Navas. Tom wins the round. He plays for a team in red but doesn't necessarily wear red. Goalkeeper. Yeah.
The left back.
Is he still there?
No, he left now. Oh. Okay.
Good quizzing, Theo.
Ansu Fati was correct, though, if you didn't say the Liga won.
Yeah, Ansu Fati would have been correct if half the question wasn't said. Yeah. Good one. That's a good one.
Right, so now the scores stand. What is it?
4-4-0.
4-4-0. Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Ah! Will Theo win a round? Find out.
Next round.
Okay. So, let's do some modern trivia, shall we?
Okay.
None of this came up.
Mate, you want us to argue that or what? Like...
That was abuse.
I'm so hot, like.
Cheers, Ben.
You are indeed there.
This is another buzzer round, so get ready on your...
on the buzzer.
He just called you Benjamin Franklin, but you're dressed up as Santa. That's abuse.
Oh, you see, when I do that, you take a point off me. I'm not being funny, but... You do.
But what, Tom?
I'm not being funny,
I didn't have an issue. I didn't see or have an issue with anything that happened there, but let's not start getting a bit out of order now. It's Christmas.
Oh, you are unbelievable. Like, that's a good thing. You're unbelievable.
You think Santa can't understand sarcasm, eh?
No.
I've been growing up around children, visiting them every year.
Hey, happy day.
And she's 11, you nonce. And she's 11, you nonce.
Let's do the round.
You're going to have to bleep her again, Purdy.
Yeah.
Okay, modern trivia. Buzzers at the ready. Question number one. Which player provided the most assists in the Premier League between January and May 2023? Bonus point for how many?
Jesus.
Kevin De Bruyne.
Correct. How many?
12.
Incorrect. 1 point for Theo. Second question. Who was the manager of the month in February 2023?
That's definitely that, surely.
It was him.
Eddie Howe.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Mikel Arteta.
Incorrect.
Pep Guardiola.
Incorrect. It was Erik ten Hag. Oh. We're going past the speed round. Erik ten Hag. Third one. Which team got relegated on the final day of the 22?
Leeds.
Correct. It's 2-2. Garrett there. Four. Who won the Player of the Month award in March 2023? Who was that?
It's Tom.
Haaland.
No.
De Bruyne.
No.
Saka.
Saka is correct. One point to Reeve. Who scored the second fastest goal in Premier League history?
Jai Rodriguez.
Oh. Nope. In March 2023.
Oh. Wilson.
No.
Woohoo!
Ruth.
Gundogan.
Incorrect. It was Philip Billing with 9.11 seconds. Arsenal versus Bournemouth.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
In that season, Arsenal went on to bottle the Premier League title.
Man, you live rent free in your head, you know.
Santa's head. I just need my presents.
Do you not think Santa would be an Arsenal
Santa's
fan?
Santa's a Wolves fan.
Yes, you've not seen me just talking. So the points at the moment on the doors, we're going to the bonus question for this one. Tom, you were on...
Two.
I don't know.
I'm on one. He was on one. Is that right? We missed out two. We didn't get the right answer for two of them.
Name. It's 1-1-1.
I think I've only got one.
As we're going to the bonus question, it is 1-1-1. And the bonus question is, which player won the Player of the Month in September 2020?
The answer is...
Give it to me, Phil. Win your first round.
Declan Rice.
No.
Wait, are we... I thought...
Theo, I can tell you, you have not won your first round. That's incorrect.
It is...
Wait, I went before him, didn't I?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'll let you go.
Christmas honesty, if you did.
Yeah. Okay, Haaland.
No.
No, it was Salah.
Incorrect.
Oh, Salah was last month. I go, no, it's Madison.
No.
We will, because we want someone to win this round.
It's Madison.
Yeah, he said it.
Well, yes,
Madison.
He's not allowed to answer anyway.
Madison.
Do a different question.
No, we got this question.
I know it's Son.
You can't just keep saying
Son. Yeah,
he's
like,
out. He's out. He's out. Yeah. Give me a reeve now.
You're telling Sandra to do the quiz?
You guess Madison, you're incorrect.
Yeah, it's well, no,
he's out.
Okay, so I can tell you he is playing. I'm going to do this without giving it away. He is playing for the same team as Madison.
Hello?
Son?
Theo's won a round! Well done, it is Son.
It's almost like he heard me say the answer.
It's 4-4-1, Theo.
It's not
going to
be Vicario, was it?
Could have been.
No, and man.
Theo, hey. There's three rounds left. You could easily end this 4-4-4 if you win the rest.
Didn't ask. Next round, let's go. Come
on. Wasn't an insult, it was just very nasty on Christmas Day.
Oh my god.
Where did he insult you there?
No, carry on, fine.
That sounds like chat back, that does.
Stop instigating. Reeve, you've been very good lad through all this.
But also, no one likes a kiss ass or a smart ass.
I haven't said anything. I'm not doing either.
That was one of the rules, no?
Oh, that was very manly. Nice. That little.
Yeah, by saying nothing, I'm a kiss ass.
Well, boys, welcome to round 10, and this is the zoomed in picture round. Where we show you three zoomed in pictures. Like you can buzz in at any time.
Where did you get this idea from?
You can buzz in at any time you like to guess who you think the player is. The issue is, Purdy, you might have to zoom in even more on this because it's fucked. I hear a Theo buzz with the first picture.
I originally thought it was Reece James, but is that Dwight McNeil?
Incorrect.
Ben Foster.
Incorrect.
Really?
Yeah.
Do I have to go or can I see more?
You buzzed?
I didn't buzz.
No, we'll everyone guess around, otherwise, like, it's a bit shit.
Hazard?
No.
Oli Palmer.
Oli Palmer is correct. Let's see the full image.
Yeah.
He has a new do now. Shaved it off.
A new do now.
Okay, let's go to question number two on the zoomed in picture.
Jesus.
Yeah, I don't know why he does that.
Who the fuck is that? Can it be ex-players in his current...
Are we going to zoom in more? Can you make it bigger?
No, don't make it bigger.
I can't see anything.
Jussi Eskelinen.
Incorrect.
Oh. Kevin Nolan.
No.
I done you there. That was good. It's Theo's go.
Wait, to get bigger?
No,
you've got
to
get a guess for each section, I think. Okay, I'll just do that.
Mason Mount at Derby County.
No, that was very specific.
He fucking showed us dreadlocks. Oh.
I got it.
Tom, not bad yourself. Let's hear your answer.
Ivan Campo?
No.
Nathan Ake?
No. I don't mind that.
Oh. Oh.
That's just giving me.
Chong. It's Chong.
It's not Chong.
We're going to have to go to the next one.
It's Chong at Lewin.
It's not Chong.
It is Chong. Oh, it's not Chong, he said. That means therefore he said, who are you going to say? Who are you going to say? Go on, say someone.
Fuck knows, mate.
Is that a pass?
If you pass, we can go to the next picture. And Rude Hullet. That's what's going to happen. Rude Hullet is wrong.
I know
next
it is.
Me, I'll buzz it. Chong.
It was a joke.
Let's flick to the next.
That's me. That's correct. I get a point.
What's your guess?
Oh, it is Chong.
It is Chong.
Oh, you're right.
Well done, Theo.
You actually didn't think it was Chong?
No, not from the third of it.
Bro, you got dead ball knowledge.
2 points to Theo Chong, one of the best up-and-coming talents Theo in the Chong. Premier League. Fantastic young player.
Oh,
Nathan Ake.
No. So question number 3, no, Nathan Ake is incorrect.
No, that's a bird.
Yeah, I thought that might
be. Can't call them that, Tom. Lauren James.
No.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Tom?
I don't know any women players. Mary Earps, whatever her name is.
No.
That was me. It's Darwin Núñez.
It is Darwin Núñez.
Darwin Núñez is correct. Look at that, when there's locks down and everything.
I'm the only person that actually guessed the male there, and everyone went, oh, he's got long hair, so he's got to be a female.
Yeah.
What are you trying to do? Cancelers.
Poor guys. Poor from both of you.
Okay. Question number 4. Tom
fucking
on 1,
hell.
Fields on 2, Reeves on 0. Question number 4. Who's this player?
Who is that?
The last Malteser in the packet.
Lee Catamol.
No.
You get that? That's fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, that picture of him when he looks well old. Looks like him.
Tom, if you don't know it, we can go to the next picture.
I can't even figure out where that is on his body, so next.
That's his head.
Oh no, that's what I meant! That's what I meant! Jay Spearing!
Whoa, Tom's buzzed.
I buzzed!
No,
he didn't
Tom
buzz first.
Yeah.
So I don't think that is him.
It is Jay Spearing, but I mean, it's your point to take. Well, then
oh, Jay Spearing.
That's what I meant, not Lee Catamol, the one that he looks really old, man. Oh, that's so annoying.
It is Jay Spearing!
I got it on the first one.
Well,
I know that photo really well. I stare at it every day.
Jay Spearing in the under-21s of Liverpool.
So it's not the last Malteser in the packet.
I did tell. Oh, that's got you guys impressed. That's who
no,
I meant. That's the photo. That exact photo I meant.
Okay, so on to question number 5. Who is this?
Oh, that shit.
Chiseled jawline, beautiful Adam's apple.
It's Giroud.
No, surely not. With a beard. Without a
no.
beard.
But when he just shagged it, rather.
Oh. Matic.
No.
No, no.
Carrius.
No. Oh my god.
I was just saying something so we can move on to the next picture.
I got that. I buzzed before Reeve. No, you were not. Check it. I buzzed before Tom. Reeve.
No,
I did.
There.
I promise you,
Oscar. It is Oscar.
It's Oscar. Correct.
I did.
And let's go to number 6.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did.
That's 3-2 to me. Yeah.
3-2-0 so far. Number 6.
Nick Pope.
No.
Lucas Hernandez.
No. Really gonna have to push him up.
I ain't got a clue, mate. Pass.
You got big ears.
Okay, let's see the second picture. You can see a creeping goalkeeper glove there.
That was me, right? That was me, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Martin Dubravka.
Martin Dubravka, no.
Oh.
A little goalkeeper glove peering in. You can see his ear, nice little fade.
Vicario.
Vicario is correct from Tom. And finally, number 7, as Tom, you're on.
4-2-0.
Oh my god, what? Anyway.
Fucking hell.
Fucking hell, mate. You might have to.
Do the second one.
Yeah.
Right.
John Joe Shelby.
No.
It looks like. It's not John Joe Shelby.
Kalina, the ref.
No.
Is it not?
He won't know who that is.
Oh, fair enough.
That looks like Russell Westbrook.
What are you giggling at?
Richarlison.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
It's me. Is that me?
Yeah, it's Theo.
Is that me?
It's Theo. Yeah, it's Theo.
Just Shelby for yourself. It's Theo at the Wembley Cup.
Yeah, it's Theo.
Oh, well.
You showed a skinless cheek.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to give it away. No, you are. Look, chicken on carrot.
Look at that, running off.
I thought I was fast, man. Look at that fucking. It was like a gazelle.
It was ability, that man. 5 for Tom, 4 for Reeve in the top scores, and 1 for Theo. Ooh.
Theo can't even draw, can he?
Boys, we're coming into the finale of the quiz.
Last round's worth 5 points.
You enjoying your Christmas?
Yeah, I love it. It's
any
probably the best
for the
day
Pixar
ever.
Any messages for the Pixar fans back home watching on Christmas?
Get a fucking life.
Merry Christmas if you celebrate it. If you don't, happy holidays.
Merry holidays.
Damn right.
Merry Chrysler. Merry Christmas.
Bad Christmas. So, 5-4-1. We've made it this far. Hours of quizzing on the Big Ball Quiz of the Year, Pitchside Special.
Merry Nerds Christmas.
Kicking in as we come into the final round.
I see what you've done here, Lewis. I see what you've done here, Santa. You've made it the 11 days of Christmas, so 11 rounds of Christmas.
Come on, you baggies.
You know. Very good, very good.
Yes.
And as we all know, in
there's
football...
fucking, the song's 12.
What's that rule about being a smiley pants?
Oh.
And you said towards you.
Do the lights.
No, in life.
Also, am I right in saying the last round is worth 5 points?
No.
I'd like to say, like when you're playing football with your mates as a kid, it's last goal wins, last game wins. We have 10 questions to battle out here.
So the whole quiz, 10 questions, here.
I think I got an aneurysm this.
What did you
that.
Just say?
So the whole quiz was pointless.
So is it 10 questions, bye.
When you play football with your mates and it's wins. Last goal wins, last game wins.
Bye. Well,
last game wins.
What did you have
last
to say?
Last game wins. Yeah. Whoever's playing the game last and then wins the game.
You finish the sentence with bye here. What does it
if
mean?
If you dare to play the last game, you win.
So it's basically whoever takes the round takes a video.
Also, are you trying to say next goal wins?
Also, yeah. Lewis had no friends growing up, so how does he know the rules of life?
No, he was quite popular at school, I heard.
But I always won the game because I was the last person to be left at the playground. Everybody left me on my own.
He was very popular with the teachers, I heard.
Remember when you told your dad non-kids outside the school?
No, that, you've got, there's always one person that ruins it, honestly.
You can't do that at Christmas.
Right, let's do it. The final fucking game. Oh, no. The final
fucking
game.
Yeah, is Michelle Pfeiffer.
Right, start again. Just do that again.
Fucking Benjamin Franklin.
God, I'm so like ticklish with this thing.
Oh.
Right, it's the final round. It's hot, it's sweaty. Let's get quizzing. Historic trivia in the world of football.
Well, we've all lost then, haven't we? Because Tom Garrett's an encyclopedia.
What was West Brom's top goal scorer in 1975-76 season? Oh, it was fucking here. Shut up.
It was Dean Sitton.
That would have been that would have been sure reason.
So, are we ready?
He's buzzed in.
What's the answer?
James Gargoyle.
No, give us a real answer, come on.
Historic football.
If you've got this right.
Dixie Dean.
You're right.
You're wrong, sorry.
Good call though, isn't it?
Who was the first non-European Premier League Golden Boot winner? This happened during the 1998-99 season.
You know. Oh, put your battery in.
No, non-European.
98-99. Dennis Bergkamp.
Non-European.
What would you say? Say non-English or non-European?
non-European.
Oh, okay, well, sorry. No, I didn't.
No, you moved it.
No, give me a break, guys.
No, you said Dennis Bergkamp.
In the spirit of Christmas.
No, you've answered it wrong, mate. Sure.
In the spirit of Christmas, will you let me re-answer that?
You're wrong, sorry.
Jesus, non-Europeans, he says a Dutch player.
Yeah. Spirit of Christmas, was it non-English?
You've been abusing me every time I try to make amends.
That's
true. You've insulted me.
Are you sure
Santa
this is,
Claus.
Are you sure this is right? Well,
I know the answer. Right. I know the answer.
Is it Dennis Bergkamp?
I would like to stipulate that this entire section was created by ChatGPT.
I know the answer.
It's not GBT.
It doesn't matter.
It's GPT.
Just relax.
Right, who's next?
It's me.
It's Tom's
got it wrong.
Great.
Well, why did I guess? I blind guessed Dixie Dean. They're not far off.
I know the answer, man. Let me do it, y'all.
I tell you,
Annie. Okay, now. Okay, he's on me.
Lee Sharp.
So obvious.
Lee Sharp.
Telling it's so obvious.
Lee Sharp. Lee
Sharp. I can't think of it.
Okay, well, say pass.
I'm
going to
be honest. I'm going to go with Carnu.
No.
Dwight York.
Dwight York is correct. Well done.
I actually didn't know he was non-European.
Trinidad and Tobago.
I should have guessed that then, shouldn't I?
Okay, which team has the fewest goals conceded in a Premier League season? Now, this happened...
Yeah, it's... That was me. It was Chelsea.
It's quite literally me, but okay. That was me. My answer, the answer was me.
It weren't.
Me, yeah.
It was Tom.
Okay, Chelsea's correct. They conceded only 15 goals.
Tom. It was me.
I promise you it was Tom.
It was me.
You probably weren't.
You're deaf in one ear then, you fucking dingo dollar.
Aye.
It's not Christmassy, is it?
Yeah.
That's not very...
In the spirit of Christmas,
you're a fucking twat.
Right? Chelsea conceded only 15 goals during that season.
Better than the Invincibles.
Which goalkeeper has the most Premier League keeps?
That was Theo.
That was me. Petr Cech.
Petr Cech is correct, Theo. He has 202. Which team recorded the highest top division finish by a newly promoted side?
Reading.
Incorrect. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, I know it.
Brentford.
Incorrect.
Oh, that is me.
Do we get another goal on this?
I'd rather rally through. But...
Is it?
I know it, though.
Okay, well, okay, cool. Is it? I'm going to go
Five,
with...
4, 3
Are you the quiz master?
2
Is
1
it? I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with...
I am actually going to need
another. I'll go with... West Ham.
No.
Wolves.
No.
I said he knew it.
It was actually...
Leeds.
No, it wouldn't be one. Oh. Nottingham Forest in 1994-95 season. Portsmouth vs Reading's 2007 match was the record for the most Premier League goals.
7-5.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Oh, no, it's so...
That wasn't the question, but you were very close. Premier League goals in a single match. How many goals were scored?
12.
No.
No.
13.
No.
No.
Okay. 11.
11's 7, correct. 4. Well done to Thomas.
How many points am I on?
2.
Theo's on 2, Reeves on 1 or none?
Reeves on none.
Yeah, I'm not on any, I don't think.
Yeah, 2, he's nil, 2. Question number 6. Who was the first player to reach 100 Premier League goals?
Ian Wright.
Nope.
Locked in.
What?
Is it? I locked in my buzzer.
Oh.
Oh.
I've got two names that spring to mind. Is it Alan Shearer?
Yes.
Oh, that was fucking... That's what a stupid answer that was from me.
Question number 7. Which player has the most Premier League clean sheets as a defender?
Ooh.
John Terry.
Yes, correct. Well, look, Theo, answer. I mean, Reeves on the board with 1 point. Theo, you are on 4 points. Tom, you are on 3 points. I don't know.
2 points he's on.
I don't know.
Who scored the fastest goal in Premier League history? I heard this one first.
Sadio Mane?
No.
No.
Was it me or him?
Excuse me. Shane Long.
It is Shane Long.
Oh, yeah.
Shane Long is correct. 4-1-4.
Shizer, man.
Ninth question. Which team overcame a 4-0 deficit to win...
Who said that? What's that?
Yeah.
Who did that one?
It's you, mate.
Is that you?
Yeah, it's you.
I'm only going to do one round of guessing on this.
Is it Arsenal against Reading?
No. Which team overcame a 4-0 deficit to win 5-4 in a Premier League match? This was in 1994.
Oh, God. Man United.
No.
Villa.
No. Norwich City. Record transfers. Who was the first player to break the £30 million transfer fee?
Rio Ferdinand.
Yes, Theo. Well done. That is so. It's 5-4-1.
You got that one for free, guys. I know you are.
Heading into the final few questions.
That was good.
Who scored the first hat-trick in the Premier League? This was in 1992.
Brian Dean.
No.
Oh. Oh, he scored the first goal.
Dixie Dean.
No.
Is it Steve Bruce?
It wasn't. It was Eric Cantona.
Jesus, Steve Bruce.
Centre back, man. He scored a lot of goals.
He did, to be fair. But he's a good fat boys. Wanker.
We ready for the final question?
Come on, I'm fucking...
Hang on, what's the scores? If this is the final question.
5-4-1. You're on 5. I'm on 4. He's on 1.
That is a horrible sound.
Which goalkeeper was the first to score?
Dixie Dean.
I buzzed.
No.
Peter Schmeichel.
Is correct. Peter Schmeichel in for Aston Villa.
Who
in
are you being dramatic to?
Against
room,
Everton yeah. at Goodison Park.
So it's a tie. It's a tie, so there must be a decider.
Well, it doesn't matter because I've won the
whole thing because anyway. If I win this round, I win the whole thing, so it's winner takes all. And there's a draw. Okay. So it's a very important point, actually, Thomas.
If
you want to tie that, you can tie that, mate.
Who is the youngest player to appear?
Dixie Dean.
No, never Dixie Dean. Who is the youngest?
That was me.
That was Theo.
That was me. Ethan at Arsenal.
You can't say that. You can't have his surname. Give him some credit.
Ethan Nwawri.
No.
Is it Nwawri?
Yeah. Nwawri.
Harvey Elliott.
Ho, 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 Thomas, you're right!
Yeah!
Are you sure? Ethan was 15.
He wasn't 15.
He was.
Woo!
Was
he? Against Brentford. He was 15 and something like that.
He was. The answer is...
Yeah, Ethan Nwawri, or whatever his name is the youngest player in the Prem.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's Ethan Nwawri. I win. The answer is Ethan Nwawri.
We can't change all the answers. So.
Well, no.
Yeah.
I'm right.
But the quiz know it all.
Mate, he literally said the wrong answer.
No one likes
right
to know
one.
It all.
Hey. Like, Ravel Morrison's Jamaican, mate.
Hey, don't do me dirty like that. I said the right fucking answer, you dickhead. I said the right answer.
Dixie Dean.
Do you know what? Let him have it. let the babby have it.
You got it wrong. Harvey Elliott, by the way. Fuck me, what a stinker answer that is.
Oh, can you not? We're going to have to blur it. You can't have big cocks in the video.
It's not that big.
Was it winner takes all in the last round?
It was winner takes all.
No, actually, it was the last play of the game wins, so Dixie Dean, I win.
Yeah, redraft champion.
That's true. That's what you said. You said the last game wins, and I've been playing after these,
yeah,
so I win.
You did say that. So I think Reeve has won. I think
who my friend
Fred Flintstone has won.
It's Tom, obviously. He's got six
when
rounds.
It takes all, mate.
No, it wasn't. It was Tom.
Tom. Come on. I'm sorry, Phil. Hey, it was a well.
Why would you say it was winner takes all and then not do that?
Oh my god, bro barely answered four questions. And he thinks he's won.
Hang on, why would you say what? What's the point? No, what's the point of having rules if you don't follow them?
Thank you, sir. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
No, not on the cameras. Turn around, please.
Dixie did. Never cares, did it?
I care.
It's Christmas, man. Scrooge wins. Hooray! Well done, Scrooge. Ebenezer.
Everyone have a great Christmas. And a wonderful New Year.
What's the point of doing winner takes all
that's poor.
If you don't follow through with it?
God, it's not worth being able to cry. Hey, you fucking wanker.
Well, boys, it's been a pleasure. Final thoughts on the pitch side quiz of the year. Let's start from the right. Start from
the left. Excuse me.
The left.
Start from the right and you point your hand like that is fucking outrageous, by the way.
So, boys, that is the pitch side Christmas quiz. Final thoughts, Theo, let's start with you.
You had a month to do it, and there were so many mistakes and things we cut out. It's outrageous. Also, when you say
on Christmas.
If you say winner takes
don't
all,
moan
then
on
actually
Christmas.
Do winner takes all. But I quite enjoyed it.
My final thoughts are, Lewis, stop putting me in topless clothing.
It's getting a bit weird.
Yeah, a bit skimpy now.
Guys, it's been a great year. We've had a great time. We love all your comments. It makes me sleep really well at night. And thank you for all the support. You know, we're now number one UK sports podcast.
And Raquel Welsh from A Million Years BC. Have you got anything to say?
Here's the 2024, guys. Thanks for sticking with us.
Hey,
it's only going to get better.
Check out the Euros with us.
And Lewis, do you want to say any final... Santa, would you like to say any final departing words, you big specky div?
Merry Christmas. Was pretty cold. I can't lie, that was cold. You weren't even looking at it, you caught it. That was cold.
Goodbye, everybody!
See you later!
Then you have to dance whilst the credits roll. Fucking hell.